All right. Well, I'm hanging on to recordings on my phone. Oh, this is Jason Denver. You listen to Cohen Meanderer. And yeah, I'm holding out the recordings on the phone, hopefully with an eye toward being able to put them back up on the Internet Archive. Although it hasn't yet gotten back up to the point to where it can process incoming files, you know. So that's about all we've got from that standpoint. What else is going on? I was looking at AAC. It's a codec that I've heard a lot about, you know, over the years. I always thought it was associated with Apple. I don't know if it really is or not, but a lot of Apple products used it, and I think it was a prime mover for pardon me. Oh, for the iPod, things like that. Apple Music, I think, used AAC. It was the preferred recording style. It was part of the MP4. You know, it was a component of MP4, and almost everybody knows about MP3 for audio. MP4, most people thought of that for video. And I don't know if AAC was the audio track to a lot of videos. I have no idea. Anyway, so I thought about using it on this recording, but it looks like it isn't an option for me on the open source one. Now, I might have to go back and try to see if I forget what it's called. I have another recorder that's not open source, but it's very, very popular. And if this turns out to be pretty good, what I'm looking for is the most it's not really compressible, but the lowest amount of space to be used for a given amount of audio recording. Quality isn't that big of a thing, because with voice, you're much more interested in just being able to understand what's being said, not to get weird about, you know, how wonderful the sound quality is. I'm not one of those podcasters. You know, a lot of people turn off a podcast that doesn't have that, but I'm not doing a podcast. I'm just doing recordings. And these are mostly journal sort recordings anyway. I don't know if anybody will ever listen to them. I'm sure people will go, oh my gosh, Nemro has done so far almost 20 years of recordings. I started doing them when I started when I took on a regular traveling job. And although the philosophy has changed over years, when I first started, it was that every recording would fit on a floppy disk. Of course, floppy disks aren't even a thing anymore. I guess you can find a few, but not very many. And so I'm trying to think what codec I used to use. I think I was using MP3s by and large at that time. Although I wasn't really big on that because that was a proprietary one. But it was the one that everybody could use. Real audio was just kind of disappearing because it was just not, you know, nobody really thought much of it. And that was definitely proprietary. You had to pay real networks for the use of that. Although they had a free player, you certainly couldn't record and do things like that. It was really nice, though, in that it did really, it came from a time when low bandwidth was just normal. And if you wanted to do things and you wanted to do it over like a phone line, typically with a bit rate of kind of 36K, sometimes you could boost it up to as high as 56, but 36 was pretty much, the locked in standard. And, especially for two-way stuff. Anyway, they did that. I had this one, I don't know if it was particularly proprietary, but it kind of felt like that. And boy, did it crush down to very little. You could do a couple of hours of voice recordings on a floppy disk. And I've poked around, tried to figure out where on earth, what on earth it was. I think it was, I don't think it was anything too exotic. I think it was just using a phone codec for telephone that, frankly, just never caught on beyond that. And to be honest, they've got, you know, bandwidth didn't end up being a big deal after a while, after we got off of doing digital over phone lines. It kind of boosted up to what would work well over Ethernet, and so they had more audio to play with, and the vast majority of people were much more worried about sound quality than putting a lot more channels on the same circuit back in the day to use telephone parlance for it. So anyway. So yeah, I think I'm gonna try AAC. I might try it on this thing if I still have that other audio recording. And if it's gonna be able to convert. Ogg Vorbis just tends to be kind of a open source MP3 replacement. Although, to be honest, I think most of the patents on MP3 have either gone out or they will go out soon. And that's what usually happens. It's this thing that happened to GIF or JIF, whoever you talk to and whoever pronounces it. And, it's still got a place, and, the graphics, what was it called? The graphics interchange format? I forget. But anyway, it was proprietary for a long time. And then, when it came time to re-up it, the patent holders, decided not to. And, in the course of doing that, everybody was supporting GIF anyway, and I think there was plenty of people who had reverse engineered it and were using their own thing anyway without the license. And I think the guys just said, oh, what's the point of, you know, what's the point of trying to license it and still trying to get some money out of it when everybody was just using it for their own purposes? I think it grew out of CompuServe, I think, which is a very, very old, kind of like an AOL. It was a very old time-sharing system. You would dial into it, and you would have time-sharing. I don't know what products they used behind it to make it do what it did. But thousands and thousands of people, at least, used it. And AOL pretty much destroyed it. It got bought out by Netscape. There was somewhat, you know, there was a transition period from that kind of internet access to a little more open internet access, using more open things. People that at first would do their own thing, and then they all kind of morphed into aggregators of just getting on the internet. The very early ones were very much like early bulletin board systems, except that bulletin board systems were usually single or two line. There was some that were a little bit bigger. And they mostly flourished because most people couldn't afford things like CompuServe. They were quite expensive. Even when they tried to get a little cheaper, they really didn't get all that much cheaper. And so DBS has kind of filled in the space between the people who just kind of wanted to do it for free and things like that. Of course, then the internet came along and places like CompuServe just died. And most of the people that were running BBSs and were trying to do so at a profit, trying to do it to make money, they kind of morphed into the original mom and pop ISPs, internet service providers, except very small situations. Most of those are gone. Now that internet data is more of a fiber thing, and now you can get it on your cell phone, and a lot of people just use the cell phone version of it, to the point to where now there are so few phone lines around, and so few people now use them. Anyway, so yeah, all that. So AAC may still be a good thing because I think it's still kind of the back end of like Apple Music. And it's a really good codec set. Very variable. You can really tune down, or at least I've heard, you can really tune down the bit rate on it, so it can really be compact. And the sound quality is still decent, although, you know, it's always the whole thing of, boy, when you're trying to do really high quality stuff, those are the codecs that are really gonna shine in the modern parlance. So anyway, yeah. Opus, when you turn it way down, nothing's able to use it. It gets really, you know, nobody's really interested in the low bit rate codec of it. It all has to do with the high quality. If you really turn it up, it's got some nice features that way. It's compact for high quality. It's compact for low quality too, but the low quality, nobody nobody seems to care about making it work on the other side. I really haven't had any luck that way. Telephone quality is okay for me. But anyway, here I am using Aug again. I've got Aug. I think I've got Aug pretty turned down to nothing. I don't know if I'm going to put a title to this. Maybe old time codec or something like that. And I'm going to try something else. So I think I'm going to turn this one kind of short for us. I'm not going to record this way for the whole trip. Thank you for listening. This is Jason Nemro, and have a good day.